fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to make foreign passport.
Then going back to it?
А потом обратно?
Минск.
Минск, да?
Vigadar said he can go. Is that what he said in the beginning?
If you bless.
If I bless,
maybe this
maybe India will happen. What are you going to do about it to make it happen?
А что вы будете делать для того, чтобы эта поездка произошла?
Other devotees from Minsk going?
Другие преданные из Минска также едут какие-то. For now, only Chaitanya. He got second place in Belarus. Around 2,000 points. Очков или книг? Around 2,000 books.
2,000 books? All in Belarus? All in Belarus? They were all distributed in Belarus?
Все в Беларуси он распространил эти книги, да? Yes.
They're not doing it, the government's not doing anything to stop us since they passed this new law.
И с того времени, как правительство издало этот новый закон, они ничего не делают, чтобы применять его.
Nothing.
Nothing. Devotees with bigger enthusiasm distribution.
Interesting.
Interesting. This year Belarus distributed more than last year.
Maybe they should pass some more laws.
Может быть, нужно, чтобы они больше законов издавали.
We're illegal in Belarus right now.
То есть мы вне закона практически в Беларуси.
Yes, you have my blessing.
Да, конечно. Я даю вам свою
благословение. How many books did you distribute?
Сколько вы распространили?
Also, all books distributed in Belarus?
Также все книги в Беларуси распространены. Only Minsk.
Only Minsk.
Belarus distributed around 20,000.
That's good.
Хорошо.
Yeah. Very nice.
Очень здорово.
I was in Vitebsk the day they passed the law.
Я был в Витебске в тот день, когда они приняли закон этот.
And I gave a lecture.
Я давал лекцию.
How the devotee should take it as an opportunity for preaching.
На тему о том, как преданные должны принять это как благоприятную возможность для проповеди.
Did that lecture make it to Minsk?
Эта лекция попала в Минск, копия ее.
Looks like they took up my suggestion.
Видно, они приняли мое предложение.
Maybe they need to pass some laws here in Dnipropetrovsk.
Может быть, надо нам закон здесь в Днепропетровске тоже принять.
Maybe we should talk to the government.
Надо поговорить про правительство.
Tell them that they should outlaw us.
Может быть, они нас должны запретить. Should we accept that as an instruction?
I'm just looking at the result right now.
Просто поисках результата.
I'm not sure we have to go about that by that means.
Я не уверен, конечно, что мы должны достичь его таким способом.
But the devotees definitely in Belarus, they're definitely taking advantage of this law.
Безусловно, преданные Беларуси воспользовались этим законом.
Very pleased.
Очень приятно.
When are you going back to Belarus?
Когда обратно в Беларусь едете? Late January, beginning of February.
Anybody have any questions before I ask my questions?
Перед тем, как я начну задавать свои вопросы, может, у кого-то есть из вас также свои вопросы?
It's always like this. Does anybody have questions, but they can't ask it in front of everybody else?
Ну, обычно всегда так. Может быть, у кого-то есть какие-то вопросы, но он боится их задавать перед всеми.
Which question do you have, Yasoda Mai?
Какой у вас вопрос, Матюшиш?
The one that you can ask in front of everybody else, or you can't ask?
Вы можете тот, который вы можете задать перед всеми, или не можете? Okay. Читать лечение дня, да?
Your mind is disturbed from what? From your household duties? Responsibility? I was speaking to one devotee recently. I didn't say. Oh. Can you make it neuter? Male. And we were discussing about family responsibilities. And we were just speaking about how one doesn't really understand the full weight of the responsibilities in family life in the beginning.
Мы говорили о том, что вначале человек не способен оценить полностью всю ответственность семейной жизни.
And especially right in the very beginning of family life.
Особенно в самом начале семьи.
We usually have this conception, a very small picture of what it could be like. And then usually as the picture begins to open and responsibilities begin to unfold, we begin to see that there's a lot of anxiety in these responsibilities. And we were talking about the necessity of finding shelter in Krishna consciousness to overcome these anxieties. Because most people, family life also is, even for the non-devotees, there's so many anxieties.
Потому что для большей части людей, даже для неправильных, в том числе, семейная жизнь всегда полна беспокойства.
But the non-devotees, they have their various methods for trying to relieve themselves from all their anxieties.
Но неправильных есть свои определенные способы, при помощи которых они пытаются избежать, освободить себя от этих беспокойств.
Sense gratification and intoxication. In other words, they engage in unrestricted sense gratification. And that gives them some temporary relief from their distress. Whereas the difference between the non-devotee and a devotee is that a devotee is supposed to find a relief from distress in Krishna consciousness.
Однако разница между преданным и непреданным заключается в том, что преданный находит облегчение страданий в сознании Кришны.
He gives up something lower to in order to obtain something higher.
Он отвергает нечто низшее для того, чтобы обрести высшее.
So there's always going to be so many anxieties in family life and household responsibilities. They're never fully satisfied. As much as you try to make them perfect, there's always more that needs to get done. And even if materially everything seems to be adequate, there's still no full peace of mind. Because these activities cannot fully satisfy the self. Devotees actually have to learn how to find shelter in Krishna consciousness. The difficulty is why we cannot find shelter is because our minds are still thinking there's some other shelter. And therefore we tend to meditate on all the things that are giving us so many anxieties. And look for solutions.
Right.
The mind is absorbed in finding solutions to these anxieties. And even while we're engaging in those very activities, which are the solution, the mind is absorbed in finding other solutions. What does that do to? It's due to lack of faith. We still don't have that faith in taking shelter in Krishna consciousness.
До сих пор у нас нету веры в то, что мы можем найти прибежище в сознании.
And therefore, although we may faithfully perform our duties,
и поэтому мы, может быть, хотя мы, может быть, с верой исполняем свой долг.
Because of some sense of obligation.
Из-за того, что мы чувствуем, что мы обязаны.
That is good. That is the beginning.
Ну, это, конечно, хорошо, это начало.
But we have to go beyond that.
Но мы должны, нам следует подняться выше этого.
The beginning is to faithfully perform our duties because we made some obligation to do them.
Вначале мы должны с верой исполнять свой долг, потому что мы обязаны.
But there are higher levels of faith.
Но есть более высокие уровни веры.
And when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita,
когда Кришна говорит в Бхагавад Гите,
Абьяса йогена тато мам чаптам дананджая. He's speaking about Abhyasa Yoga.
Он говорит о Абьяса йоге.
What is that verse? If you cannot fix your mind upon me, follow. What's the beginning of that verse?
Что означает это? Если не можешь точно на мне свою.
Атачитанг самадхатам нашикноси майи стирам абьяса йогена тато мами чаптан дананджая. If you cannot fix your mind upon me and follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga, in this way you'll develop a desire to attain me. What is abhyasa yoga? Abhyasa yoga means it's a devotee who performs his duties in devotional service.
Abhyasa yoga подразумевает, что преданный исполняет свои обязанности как преданное служение, в преданном служении.
With the exclusive aim of coming to the point of being able to fix his mind on Krishna.
С одной единственной целью, для того, чтобы подняться до уровня
That's Abhyasa Yoga. Because fixing the mind on Krishna, as we were speaking about last night, Bhaja Hure Manashi Nanda Nandana Bhaya Charanara Vindare, we were speaking about the benefits of fixing one's mind on the lotus feet of the divine son of Nanda.
Мы говорили о том благе, которое человек обретает, когда сосредоточивает свой ум на лотосных стопах Сананды.
One becomes fearless in this world.
Таким образом, человек становится бесстрашным.
Fear means to become, to not have to worry about the future, the outcome of our present activities.
Fearless.
Fearlessness.
Бесстрашие означает не беспокоиться о будущем, о том, что произойдет.
So Abhyasa Yoga means is that we have to execute our sadhana activities with the exclusive desire of coming to the platform of fixing our mind on Krishna.
Так Абьяса йога означает исполнять свой долг с одной единственной целью и желанием сосредоточить свой ум на Кришне.
That requires higher level of faith, that fixing the mind completely on Krishna will actually bring about everything that I need.
Для этого требуется более высокая вера, понимание, что сосредотачивая свой ум на Кришне, я получу абсолютно все, что мне нужно.
Relief from distress, that's just simply a byproduct.
И освобождение от страданий является всего лишь следствием.
But everything one needs is found in Krishna consciousness.
Все абсолютно, в чем мы нуждаемся, можно найти в сознании.
So Krishna says, if you cannot perform Abhyasa Yoga, He says, then you should work for me. Working for me means offering the fruits of one's activities for Krishna. One can perform nishkarma karma yoga or sakama karma yoga. Nishkarma karma yoga means that one executes karma yoga, but he has gyan, he has knowledge.
Нишкама карма йога предполагает, что человек исполняет свою деятельность, у него есть гьяна, знание.
Сакама карма йога means he actually has so many desires still within his heart that he wants to fulfill.
Сакама карма йога предполагает, что исполняя деятельность, человек все еще имеет множество желаний в сердце.
And they lack that knowledge and faith.
Которым хочет удовлетворить, и ему не достает знания и веры.
But then they offer the results of their activities. some of the results of their activities to Krishna. So these are different levels of faith. And if we cannot practice our devotional activities, our daily bhajan, our chanting, our deity worship, and other activities with the exclusive desire to fix our mind on Krishna, then we need to engage in those activities primarily of hearing those things which enable us to increase our faith. We need to engage in those activities primarily hearing which enable us. Our faith. It's due to this weakness of faith. Of course, another process, for those who are less intelligent, let's put it this way. Just as Srila Prabhupada explains, there are three categories of devotees. Those who are most intelligent, they learn by hearing. And those who are less intelligent, they cannot learn by hearing. They have to experience it for themselves. Best is to be able to hear and increase one's faith. But if one cannot hear and still the mind is still so much disturbed and always looking for so many different types of solutions, then one will have to learn by the hard way. They'll have to suffer enough by that process to understand that it's not going to satisfy their needs. And after sufficient punishment and suffering of trying to spend so much time solving their problems on the mental platform, they'll come to the realization that there's only one shelter. They have that benefit. They get that benefit of coming to that realization. It will come in due course of time. At some point, all that chanting, even though the faith was not strong, at some point it will take effect. And then the realization will be there that there's no other shelter than the Holy Name. And then the realization will be there that there is no other shelter than the Holy Name. Of course, the least intelligent person, he hears but cannot act. And then he suffers and gets punished. But even after punishment, he still thinks that, well, it's all right, I didn't do it the right way, I'll have to try it again in a different way. So we should not be the least intelligent. We should always endeavor to engage in our devotional practices in such a way that we're increasing our faith. And how does that faith increase? Prabhupada, we read that last night. Prabhupada said, it's not impossible. It's impossible without what? Yes, without association. If we don't take association of the Vaishnavas who are more advanced to have more faith, then it would be very difficult to increase our own faith. Prabhupada said to control the mind is impossible without the association of Vaishnavas. So we may try to control it by our own efforts, but very difficult. We have to take shelter of something far stronger than our own efforts. Right? Come to the platform of Abhyasa Yoga. Vishwavasa.
Я спрашивал, когда ваши ученики 10 лет тогда перекрыли, чтобы с ними правильно мамка, но его жена, он все развелся, она не помнила себе на 30, поэтому не может придумать, а за них новые сегодня не собирается. Ему больше 40 лет.
Everybody here is initiated. Because you're not connected. It's decided a long time ago. Some other question. Somebody's already been punished enough, is that what she said?
Yes.
But still there's no time?
Yeah.
Probably because it still hasn't been enough.
Имеется в виду, что если человек был наказан, но все равно он не хватает времени, то очевидно, может быть недостаточно наказан.
Actually, I remember I was thinking that just before I moved into the temple,
я помню, до того, как я переехал в храм еще,
I was working a very heavy job.
Я работал на очень тяжелой работе.
And it was, I used to have to leave for work around about 5:30 in the morning.
Я должен был уходить на работу где-то 5:30 утра.
And I'd usually get back around about 7 in the evening.
И возвращался я обычно около 7 вечера.
Of course, I didn't have family.
Конечно, у меня не было семьи.
So that was, but it was hard work all day.
Но это была тяжелая работа целый день.
Very hard work.
Очень тяжелая.
And when you get back at night, after working for 12 hours, hard work, you're tired. And still, I remember those days that that chanting my rounds and reading was something that there was just no question. I had to do it.
Я помню даже в те дни повторение кругов, повторение мантры и чтение для меня это было вне всякого вопроса, я всегда делал.
You just had to find the time. And all the things that I was going through at that time, I just knew that it was my shelter.
Несмотря на то, что я проходил достаточно трудности в то время, я знал, это мое убежище.
You know, you might say, well, I'm busy. I don't have enough time. But if you know it's your only shelter, you find the time. Otherwise, you just haven't realized it yet. This is a loaded question. Is there such a thing as a loaded question?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should answer it right now.
Like this.
I can answer it for you afterwards, though. All right. Yeah, it's just take. We can speak about it afterwards. Yeah. Because obviously, it seems to me that the person that you're asking about that is your wife, right? It seems like the two of you need to work these things out. Well, but I realize it's not going to be so easy. Some other questions? Okay, Mandalisha.
What should we do to
work.
To make all the disagreements much lesser.
In the cafe. Oh, that's why she's asking for blessings. In other words, you've opened it, but that's only the beginning. Well, creation takes place by passion. And maintenance takes place by what? Goodness. Yeah, so you can open a restaurant, but if you want to maintain a restaurant, some element of goodness is going to have to take place. Of course, ignorance is destruction. So you have to be able to overcome passion and ignorance. The point I'm making is that if you want to actually have a successful restaurant, certainly it's necessary to have good relationships. My experience is this, is that at least my observation. A lot of time, a lot of disagreements in the restaurant is over money.
Over money. Очень часто всякого рода несогласия в ресторанах происходит из-за денег.
And if it hasn't happened yet, it will happen.
Если это еще не произошло, то это будет происходить.
People start thinking that, well, I need to get so much money to be able to work.
Люди начнут думать, мне нужно столько денег, чтобы работать.
And if I can't get enough money, I can't work.
And
he's getting more money than I'm getting. I need more money. In other words, a lot of time the disagreements are over money. I have a question. Is the restaurant being conducted as a business or is it being conducted as something else? Where's the profit go? And the other half?
Другая половина. Salary and development.
And how do the persons determine what salary they're going to get?
Как вы будете решать, кто какую зарплату получит?
By what?
By coming together.
Come together. You're going to have problems. Well, it's a technical question. Jyoti Priya can answer your question. Oh, Vibhuti Shakti can answer your question. It's usually where all the disagreements start.
What would you recommend?
What would I recommend? That you start on the right foot. Don't start on the wrong foot, that later you're going to really regret. You'll find yourself having, none of the devotees will have nice relationships with each other, and you'll wonder why.
И потом вы обнаружите, что никто из бедных не имеет никаких хороших отношений ни с кем, и вы будете удивляться, почему.
You'll think, what happened to this nice yacha?
Вы будете думать, что произошло с этой прекрасной
яхтой? We used to have such nice relationships.
У нас были такие прекрасные отношения.
Now all we do is fight. And now all we do is fight.
А сейчас все, что мы делаем, мы просто сражаемся.
So you have to start on the right foot.
Итак, вы должны стать с правильной ноги.
I suggest that you take some guidance from somebody with experience.
Другими словами, вы должны принять какие-то советы от того, кто уже недостаточно опыт.
Who's in charge?
Кто там старший в кафе?
Лидер
нашего ячейки. So you mean these two leaders should decide about salary? Should make decisions?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you have to have a proper foundation for establishing the restaurant. If everybody thinks that by working in a restaurant they're doing devotional service,
если каждый думает, что действуя, работая в этом ресторане, совершая преданное служение,
then they're going to wonder why are some people getting this money and some people are getting less money. They're going to start wondering. People will start wondering why are some people getting more money and some people are getting less money.
Yeah, they're thinking that this is devotion.
Yeah.
То есть, если это преданное служение, люди думают, что это преданное служение, то они начнут задаваться вопросом, а почему за преданное служение один получил больше, а другой меньше?
And how do you determine who gets more money and who gets less money?
Как вы тогда будете решать, кто получает больше, кто меньше?
He has more devotion, therefore he gets more money.
Больше преданности, поэтому больше денег.
No. So you have to start off on the right foot. Make sure everybody knows beforehand how the business grows. And where the money goes. And if everyone will be pacified. Not everybody, but more people will be pacified. There can be other reasons also for disagreements, not just money.
Ну, конечно, есть другие причины для разногласий, не только деньги.
Obviously. I'm just giving you one major cause of disagreement.
Я просто привожу вам один главный.
I have particular opinions about restaurants.
Мне свое определенное мнение, что касается ресторанов.
That there are two kinds. There are those restaurants that are directly connected to a temple.
Есть один тип ресторанов. Это те, которые непосредственно связаны с храмом.
And are part of the temple.
И другими словами,
physically part of the temple.
Другими словами, физически являются частью этого храма.
Those you can do work more successfully.
Те могут действовать более успешно.
Everybody can directly see its connection to the temple. But if there's no temple, my humble opinion is it should be a business. And nobody should think that by working in the restaurant they're doing devotional service. It's a business. That's all. Certainly there's some benefit for preaching.
Безусловно, есть определенное благо от этой проповеди.
But it shouldn't be managed. It should be managed like a business.
Но управляться это все дело должно быть на основе принципа бизнеса.
And everybody who works there should get a job if they're qualified. If they're not qualified, then they shouldn't work there.
Все, кто работает там, должны быть квалифицированы. Если они не имеют квалификации, они должны находиться в этом.
And it becomes very problematic when you start mixing two together.
Если вы начинаете смешивать два одно и другое вместе этих два типа предприятий, то это становится большой проблемой.
Because then people start thinking, well, my devotional services, I work in somebody's restaurant.
И тогда люди начнут думать, ну, мое преданное служение заключается в том, что я работаю в чьем-то ресторане.
Then it's okay if I don't chant my rounds.
Ну, тогда мне страшно, если я не...
At least I'm doing devotional service, I'm working in a restaurant.
По крайней мере, я совершаю преданное служение, я работаю в ресторане.
That's happened.
Это происходило.
It happens, unfortunately.
К сожалению, это происходит.
Some other questions?
Еще какие-то вопросы есть?
Yes. What was the first?
First, she said neglect of spiritual life.
Uh-huh.
Second, fear to become spiritual personality. And third one. Attraction to my other philosophy. To my other philosophy. To desperation and
intoxication.
Frustration.
Frustration. Yeah. Okay. Vita verse Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha, that verse?
Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Mamma.
That verse? Yes. Okay, so what's the question? Fear, well, actually the fear that's described in that purport is the fear of a spiritual identity, an eternal spiritual identity.
То есть этот страх описывается в комментарии как страх перед отождествлением себя с вечной духовной сущностью.
That's what Srila Prabhupada's talking about.
Что говорит Srila Prabhupada? Отождествление себя.
Which means that for the most persons who are salvationists or materialists,
что означает, что для большей части людей, которые стремятся к спасению, либо для материалистов,
their experience of material life is so much suffering.
Поскольку их опыт материальной жизни заключается в таком страдании,
therefore they strive for salvation or liberation.
Поэтому они стремятся к спасению, к освобождению.
Their conception that to be relieved from suffering means is that that at least I will not suffer if I don't exist.
Их освобождение от страданий заключается, их концепция освобождения от страданий заключается в том, что я не буду страдать, если я не буду существовать.
But then when they're told that they're eternal,
но когда им говорят, что они вечны,
and they have to live forever,
и должны будут жить вечно,
they become afraid,
они начинают пугаться,
because they have no conception of eternal life,
поскольку у них нет концепции вечной жизни,
and they think, you mean I have to live forever like this?
И они начинают думать, это означает, что я должен буду жить вечно вот так, как я живу.
And they become afraid.
И они, естественно, боятся.
Because they have no conception of what the spiritual world is.
Потому что у них нет концепции духовного мира, они не знают, что это.
And the pleasure that's there in personal relationships with Krishna.
У них нет концепции того счастья, которое душа испытывает в личных отношениях с Кришной.
So Prabhupada says that one has to overcome the fear of a personal identity.
Поэтому Шрила Прабхупада говорит, человек должен преодолеть этот страх перед отождествлением себя с духовной личностью.
And of course, Bhakti Yoga helps us to overcome all of these obstacles.
Безусловно, Бхакти Йога помогает нам преодолеть все эти препятствия.
Helps us to overcome neglect.
Позволяет нам преодолеть пренебрежение.
Because Bhakti Yoga means that we're supposed to get our strength from some other source besides ourselves.
Потому что Бхакти Йога подразумевает, что мы должны найти источник силы вне себя, где-то помимо себя самих.
We're supposed to take our strength from spiritual source.
Мы должны принять какую-то силу и помощь из духовного источника.
And therefore, by taking our strength from spiritual sources, and it helps us to overcome looking for material solutions.
И благодаря тому, что мы принимаем помощь из духовного источника, это позволяет нам отказаться от постоянного поиска выхода из положения в материальной сфере.
Material world, everybody's trying to find some material solution.
В материальном мире каждый пытается найти какой-то выход.
Some adjustment.
Как-то приспособить.
Maybe I'll be better here instead of there.
Может быть, мне лучше будет там, чем здесь.
I'll be happier if I have this arrangement, if I don't.
Сейчас this arrangement. Устрою все так.
Sometimes people even think, well, I'll be more Krishna conscious if I can have this material arrangement.
Иногда люди думают, я буду больше сознанием Кришны, если материально все это.
They mix the two, right? And they think, well, if I get these arrangements, then I'm getting help.
И человек думает, если я все так устрою, это поможет мне.
But Bhakti Yoga means to take strength from the spiritual.
Но Бхакти Йога подразумевает принять силу из духовного источника.
One who actually takes strength from a spiritual source, they can find shelter in whatever material condition of life they may be in.
Тот, кто научился принимать силу из и помощь из духовного источника, найдет прибежище в этом, независимо от того, какие у него материальные условия.
It's the duty of the spiritual master to train the disciple to find shelter in Krishna consciousness in whatever material condition of life they may be in.
Долг духовного учителя заключается в том, чтобы научить своих учеников находить прибежище в этом, в любых материальных обстоятельствах.
And when a disciple actually finds that shelter, that strength,
и когда ученик находит это прибежище и эту силу,
then the result is, of course, that they gradually give up the neglect of their, they give up neglect, personal neglect, their own personal neglect of their spiritual practice.
И это помогает тогда преодолеть это пренебрежение собственной духовной практики.
Why, and also in that purport, Prabhupada talks about frustration.
В этом комментарии Шрила Прабхупада также говорит о разочаровании.
That people actually they become frustrated, and therefore they look for different types of intoxications for solutions to their problems.
Он говорит, что люди разочаровываются, и поэтому они ищут разного рода интоксикации, в интоксикациях выход из своей ситуации.
What is the cause of their frustration?
Какова причина их разочарования?
Cause of their frustration is by continuously taking shelter in material solutions.
Они разочарованы, потому что они постоянно пытались найти прибежище в каких-то материальных вещах.
Then they become frustrated.
Искать выход в материальном, поэтому они разочарованы.
They think, I can't find any solution.
Они думают, я не могу найти никакого выхода.
Why?
Почему?
Because they neglected to take help.
потому что они не захотели принимать помощь.
They neglected to take help from the spiritual source.
Не захотели принимать помощь из духовного источника.
So actually, when they take shelter of the spiritual source, then they'll get strength.
Когда вы принимаете силу из духовного источника, тогда вы обретаете силу.
Not only that, then their fear will go away.
Более того, ваш страх тогда уйдет прочь.
So fear, frustration.
Итак, страх, разочарование.
It all goes away by the process of bhakti.
Все это уйдет благодаря процессу бхакти.
Because it's not done by our efforts alone.
Потому что эти действия будут совершаться не только на основе наших собственных усилий.
It's very frustrating, very fearful if we think that to advance and get out of this material world is done by our efforts alone.
Это, если мы думаем, что мы выберемся из материального мира только на основе своих собственных усилий, то это очень сильно разочаровывает, и это очень сильно страшно.
Very frustrating.
Это очень разочаровывает.
Helpless.
Это беспомощно.
No, but not only helpless, but hopeless.
Это не то, что беспомощность, это безнадежность.
But we always have hope.
Но у нас всегда есть надежда.
So these are ways to overcome the process, all these problems to the process of bhakti.
Таким образом можно преодолеть эти трудности благодаря процессу бхакти.
And Krishna will give help. Krishna always recognizes one who's devoted.
Krishna всегда признает того, кто предан.
We spoke the other night of one quality of Krishna that never fails.
Одно из качеств Кришны, как говорил один из вечеров, заключается в том, что он никогда не испытывает неудач.
That's Bhakta Vatsalya. He never fails.
Never. Никогда не остается в долгу.
So therefore we have to look within our hearts to see how much we're trying to cultivate this bhakti.
Итак, мы должны взглянуть себе в сердце и посмотреть, насколько мы способны культивировать бхакти.
And if we appear to be failing,
если нам кажется, что мы неудачники,
then we have to examine our own hearts,
то мы должны испытать свое собственное сердце,
and try to reevaluate our motivations for engaging in devotional service.
Переоценить свои мотивы, в связи с которых мы заняты преданным служением.
Вриндаване.
You probably love your disciples.
Probably. Наверное.
Why you love them? Maharaj говорит, да, наверное. Why?
Because they're very dear to Krishna.
Потому что они очень дороги.
Did I answer your question? How could they be dear to Krishna? You tell me. You figure it out. That also, but because they've turned to Krishna. Because they have turned to Krishna.
Это также, но также вследствие того, что они опять повернулись к Кришне.
They've come to Krishna consciousness and tried to establish their relationship with Krishna.
Пришли к Кришне, к сознанию Кришны, пытаются установить взаимоотношения.
They want to please Krishna.
Хотят удовлетворить Кришне.
So, because therefore, they're becoming very dear to Krishna.
Поэтому они становятся очень дорогими Кришне.
So why should I not love my disciples?
Почему же я должен любить своих учеников?
Not only that, my disciples are helping me to serve Srila Prabhupada.
Более того, мои ученики помогают мне служить Шриле Прабхупаде.
Shouldn't I love my disciples for that?
Разве, как мне не любить моих учеников за это?
I have no other reason for being in this world.
У меня нет иной причины быть в этом мире.
And serve Prabhupada's orders.
кроме как оставаться в этом мире, кроме как служить указанием
Бога. And the disciple that helps the spiritual master becomes very dear.
И ученик, который помогает духовному учителю, становится очень дорогим.
Even your tears right now.
Даже ваши слезы.
My service.
Это служение.
Expect. Well, it's a difficult question to ask on the day before I'm leaving. I've been asking for Bodhisakti Prabhu every day. Who's asking to meet with me? Every morning. And I met with those devotees who asked. And the rest I left for this. And this afternoon I have meetings with uninitiated disciples. And very shortly I have other meetings which I had scheduled for today. If I can finish this group meeting soon, then maybe this time. Okay? Alright. Because tomorrow morning I leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. Some other questions? No. Hey, good Chuck. Yeah, it's this one. He was very satisfied, is that what he said?
Yeah.
With his visit.
Yeah.
I was going to write him a letter, actually. Yeah. I heard. That he was there. Let's see how he enjoyed his visit. It was his first visit to Belarus, wasn't it?
Did
he say he was going to go back again? He what? I'll see if I can get into Belarus next year, this year.
I'll
have to wait and see. According to their law, I'm illegal. But so are your books. But so.
So
I'll get in. It took me 2 years to get in last time.
One devotee is studying and investing in some service.
and studying and what?
Advancing in some service. And he's in progress and he's legs is. But when he becomes qualified in some service, gradually there is a tendency that he performs his service automatically. Like the book distribution moderation reached a level of distributing so many books. Then it becomes, it gets automatic. So how to avoid this?
How to become, avoid becoming mechanical?
Sadhana. To avoid, to accept this on bodily platform.
Sadhana. Good sadhana.
Хорошая sadhana.
That's how you avoid it.
Таким образом вы сможете избежать.
Sadhana should never be mechanical.
Sadhana не должна быть механической.
If you perform your sadhana in a way that's very attentive.
Если вы совершаете свою садхану очень внимательно,
with a desire to make progress,
желание прогрессировать,
develop your love for Krishna, remember Krishna,
развивать вашу любовь к Кришне и помните Кришну,
and then all your other duties that you perform throughout the day will be influenced by your good sadhana.
То все другие действия, которые вы исполняете в этот день, будут под влиянием вашей утренней садханы.
Whether it's selling books,
будь то распространение книг,
worshipping the deities,
поклонение божества,
working in restaurants,
либо работа в ресторане,
working in karmic jobs,
работа на кармической работе,
whatever it may be,
что бы то ни было,
good sadhana,
хорошая sadhana,
is the way to help you to become free from being mechanical.
Это хорошая помощь для того, чтобы не быть.
But if you're mechanical with your sadhana,
но если вы механистичны в своей sadhana,
then you have nobody to blame yourself. Ananda Swarup, what are you doing here? Hear my lectures. Who are you hiding out these days?
Mother found
them. You what?
Told you her the truth.
The truth.
I am living in the temple of this Prabhupada. She was shocked and came to Ashutra.
She came with a gun, right? Давление.
Yes.
Accepted.
Yes.
I don't know, because after that she was calling me again. She was trying to get me.
If you need, I can.
Better talk to him.
Well,
Did you speak to him yet?
No, I just saw him. I recognize him from his back.
So I didn't recognize him.
Are you okay?
Oh boy. If I start asking about everybody else, I think it will take a long time.
And
I see everybody here. I want to start asking questions. Dhruv Maharaj, how are you doing? Oh, your question. Meditate on certain verses. Before chanting. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Very good verse. Yes, you know this verse? You should memorize it. Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Vinava Nama Namina. Nama and Nami.
Nama and Nami.
Krishna is none different than his name. This verse explains various ways how Krishna and his name are none different. Slokas are very nice. Memorize and meditate upon. Quick questions. I have a quick question. How's your health, Champakalati? Finished? No more have to go back into the hospital? Yes, you saw me. Yes, if you remember the instructions in relationship to the Holy Name.
Да, если вы помните его наставление касательно святого имени.
You talk about when she's chanting? Is that what she was saying?
Имеете в виду время воспевания или вообще?
Oh, вообще, in general. Yes.
Да.
Yes.
Да.
And thank you very much to Yashoda Mata and to Jarati for your reports. I've received them.
Большое спасибо Yashoda Mata и Jarati за отчеты.
I received those reports.
Я видел и читал эти отчеты.
And Yagaseni, I think I got a report from you too, right?
Yeah, Yagaseni также получил.
But we want more.
Я хотел бы больше получить.
example, half a year goes by, and I want to write a report to you, but my counselor don't want me to send this report because nothing good in that report.
Her counselor
doesn't want her to send the report to you.
Who's your counselor?
Doctor Ashkarat.
Her counselee.
There is nothing good.
Nothing good to write.
Yeah.
So that's a report in of itself.
That's.
If there's nothing good to write, then that's a report. You have to make the decision. That's what it means to be a counselor.
That's why reports not so often.
Okay. All right. So I think I'll end here so I can have these other meetings. Okay. Any other quick questions? No? Huh? When will it be? Probably when I come back in at the end of April. Or maybe in May, I'm not sure. I'm going to be in Ukraine from the third week of April to the end of May. Somewhere in there.
What would be your plans for that period? Which cities would you visit?
I'll be spending most of my time in the cities which I haven't visited yet. That means Western Ukraine. But I'm not sure yet. I'll have to wait and see. Because I don't know how my schedule... I haven't worked my schedule out yet. That's too far. But in principle, I'm going to spend more time in those places that I haven't visited. Because I haven't been in those cities for a long time. Year over year and a half. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I went to Yasoda Mata. I can
hear.
No, upstairs. And Narada Gopi? Narada Gopi. Hey, and come on. And upstairs.
Both.
Yeah. No. Separate. And then Daya Pisha.
Should we go now?
What's that?
Now?
Yeah. You can tell her I printed out the letter. I just printed it out just before I came down. You understand, right? I printed out the letter upstairs. Just before I came down, I printed out. If you want, I can give it to you now or I can give it to you for the lecture. Thank you.